Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
For the show, I'm going to take questions today. You can call in at, let me find it, 877-245-5648. If you have a question, I know there's going to be people that come in and sit on the lines and they hit mute, so, and they can sit there. If you have a question, I think you hit one or two when you call in, and it'll let me know that you have a question instead of just being someone that wants to sit on the line. But I've been getting a lot of emails from people, not just on Facebook, but a lot of emails in general. And they seem to be alarmed that people in their communities have just changed. You know, they've gone from regular Joe, Jack, and Mary to almost cold, you know, I'm not going to say soulless beings, but just something starkly different about them. And I've been hearing a lot about this. Some people are convinced their entire communities have been completely changed. I don't want to say abducted and carried off and replaced by synthetics. Because there's various ways they work. And I haven't noticed it here. Of course, I don't venture out a whole lot, and I live in a cow town. But there's various ways, various things they do to people, and it reminds me of back in 2005 when the father gave me a message about the silent invasion had already begun. People are looking for an outward alien invasion, you know, with all the UFOs and drama that you assume is going to happen with an outward alien invasion here on Earth. But the other one was much more subtle, and it had already been taking place. And this was back in 2005, so this is a good 10 years ago. And I remember part of the plan was that, you know, they were pretty much going to dominate mankind before they ever got to the last phase of their invasion plan, which was a covert appearance of them. And so taking over humans was the integral part of the plan, and to be able to do it without being noticed, without it being anything covert, just something happening behind the scenes. And what's interesting is they never even started from the bottom up. They started from the top down. And so the fact that so many people are saying, at least people just aren't human anymore around me. They're all different. And this is at the local levels, our levels where we live in society. It makes me think that their plan has already pretty much been saturated on the globe. You know, they started with the governments, and they've had cloning technology and replacement synthetic and android and all these different technologies they've been using throughout the years. I think they were saying that President Carter was the first president that they had successfully cloned, and they had 12 clones of him. And the reason they have to have so many is that they're so unreliable. They don't last long. And anything can happen at any time to one of them, and they have to pull out another one. And so it seems to me that with the progression, I mean, if you look at the presidential candidates, none of them are human. They all have the slit eyes or the Barbie doll synthetic skin. You know, people say it's TV makeup or whatever. No, it's, you know, you look at these perfect Barbie Kens on stage, the perfect little shoulders and the perfect little suits, and then they show a picture of them on the beach earlier that day, and they're 50 pounds heavier, and it's not even the same people. I've been screaming about it for years. Not the same people that you see every day, Joe with his family, and then you see the candidate on stage, and cameras and lights have nothing to do with it. It's total different being acting like that person. And so, you know, they've been doing this stuff for a long time. people keep waiting for an alien invasion, and we've already had one. We're already under one. I said this month would be a good month to get videos and pics of things in the sky, of anomalies in the sky, because there's a lot of things in our sky. A lot of things coming in right now. There seems to be a lot of gray ships, starships. They have scout ships. The Ashtar Command fleet's coming in, and they've been coming in. They're here. They bring more and more. There's thousands of them. It's not like there's a little collective of them at 50 ships. There's thousands of them. And it's been our war and resistance to get the Orgone out so that when they come into our atmosphere, they burn and crash. And they're very fearful of us, of the Orgone warriors. They're very fearful. And, I love it when these less than brilliant people always have something to say, like, you know, if I was telling the truth, why am I still alive? Because the Father has my back. It's not like there's anything much left of me that they haven't tried to kill, and so... People don't know what I've been through. They have no idea. The Father will keep us here as long as he wants us here. You know, his timeline isn't our timeline. When he says, I'm coming soon, and we think, oh, it's soon. We think next week, next month. We don't imagine it's going to take a year. But, you know, he's been saying, I'm coming soon since I was a kid, so it's one of those head-banging things. When he says that to you, you just want to bang your head against the wall. I wanted to explain something tonight about how things operate a little bit, how they operate a little bit. And thinking about the concept of a radio. If you look at how a radio is and how it operates, a radio has different channels on it. Now think of each channel as it has its own frequency. You have your 92.5, your 98.1, your 101.2. Every radio station has its own frequency that they operate on. And each of those stations, those channels, has something of its own kind. It's country or pop or elevator music or rock music. Each station represents something different. And that's pretty much how our universe runs. The universe is the radio, and it's comprised of a bunch of different channels. And each channel has its own frequency, and each channel represents something of its own kind. And in particular, you could have a channel 98.1, and that's the human channel. And all humans have a frequency, and they all operate on the 98.1 channel. And you have all the other channels, which represent all the different types of other animals. Like the birds would have their own channel. Beasts would have their own channel. Dogs would have their own. Cats would have their own. Every being made has its own channel, its own frequency. And so you're on the human channel. Let's hypothetically say it's 98.1 or something. And every human that's on that channel also individually has their own frequency. It's in the military they call it a heat signature. The New Agers just call it a frequency. But every person has their own frequency, their own body heat signature that identifies them. It's like your own DNA imprint. It's your own signature. And so this is how, with their technology of today, that they can zone in on whoever they want, wherever they are in the world. They can use technology to just dial in a person's signature. They can tune in and zone in on what your frequency is. And that's how they can direct all of their different elf technologies and things that they have at you. Now, it makes it a lot easier if a person is chip implanted, because all they have to do is it's like a GPS signal. They can follow you around the planet just watching a computer screen because of your chip implant. It's like putting a GPS tracker on somebody's phone, and you can watch wherever they go. With your phone, you can just sit and pull their phone up and watch, see where they're at. But this is how they can target you. People are wondering, how do they find me? How do they know where I'm at 24/7? Well, it's one, because you're the chip implanted. You made it real easy on them. Or number two, because they know what your body signature is, your body frequency, your heat signature, your DNA imprint. They know who and what you are. They already have that information. So there's a couple things you can do. I get tired of people whining. People are always whining about stuff. I whine about stuff myself because we're lazy. You know, we're lazy. We don't always want to have to think and fight and stuff like that. But you can change your imprint, your frequency. If they've got you tuned in, zoned in on their elf weapons, and you're always getting attacked, you can ask the Father to change your frequency so that they can't zone in on you. Ask them to change your frequency. It's real easy. If you're chip implanted, ask them to cause the chip to malfunction so that they can't track you. The one I personally prefer is asking the Father to cause the equipment to fry, to malfunction and burn up beyond repair. Everything runs on these computers, motherboards. Ask them to fry the motherboard so bad they can't be repaired, beyond repairable. I couldn't tell you how many I've indirectly burned up over the years. I've asked Father to fry and burn up. Whenever I start feeling targeted by technology, I'll ask him to fry up their equipment, fry the motherboards beyond repair. And then it presents a different problem, because it's not like, okay, we're going to go away for a while. They come up with something else. You know, when they can't get you by technology, or they're afraid that you'll detect it because you're going to blow it up, they'll visit. They'll come themselves, okay? And so they're dimensional beings. So you might be able to see them if you're a seer, if you can see into the other realms. I get that ability a lot. I know a lot of other people are sensitive to that kind of thing as well. You see things at the corner of your eye. People catch stuff at the corner of their eye and then they don't know what it is. That means you're probably pretty partially receptive to seeing things in other realms. But they'll come. They come at my house quite a bit, you know. And this is where you have to enter into a more advanced level of warfare. You can ask the Father to send his angels with swords of flame to chase them out of your home. And that can go with demons as well. If you're in your house and it's peaceful and all of a sudden you feel a dark and evil and dark energy, ask the Father to send his angels with swords of flame. I love the swords of flame. And chase them out and burn them out. And your house will return to a peaceful status. If you think invisible entities are in your house, you can sense them in the other realms, but you can't see them with your own eyes in this realm. Same thing. Ask him to send angels in and chase them out. You know, I always ask them to carry them out to the desert and dump them on top of their heads. You can get creative. What you can think of, the Father can do. The problem is most people just don't want to think. But you're going to have to be able to. But you need to be able to take care of yourselves. You know, the hand holders aren't always going to be here to hold your hand through every scary situation or hectic one you go through. We're all under attack all the time. Sometimes it's easier to pray for a friend than it is for yourself. And I get that. You know, I get lazy quite a bit. That's why they've had so much success in all their poisoning agendas against me, poisoning my sugar, putting poison in my milk, poisoning my food. Because you get lazy and you see these things around you and you're so used to seeing it, you don't even ask the Father to chase them out. And they're the type that just come and hit and run because they hate the orgone. They can't breathe in it. They can't stand it. The military, invisible military ones that are dimensional can handle it the longest than other than fourth dimension type beings or any other type of beings. I know when Lilith comes around here, she screams the whole time she's here. That's how I know she's here. She don't come here very often. The military guys, they can come in and hit and run, you know. I don't know how and why they can do the things they can. I just know that they do. And then, like, later down the road, someone will come out with a video from a whistleblower and explain technology that they have. It's typically how it works. But we're just always fighting, folks, and you always have to be able to think on your feet. Put a shield over your home that they can't penetrate. Ask the Father to make it impenetrable so that nothing can penetrate it. No chanting, no curses, no written or spoken curses, no satellite weapons. You know, typically on any given day I have at least two satellites pointing at my house, one in the southeast and one in the northwest. They got me at an angle. And so they're just watching, you know. They just watch every move you make. They just watch you all the time. But they can use them. They can bring in ships to come in and target you and hit and run, like when they tried to blow up my house. Would have liked to have a trail cam running at that time to catch the plasma beam or whatever it was shooting from that ship at my house. And of course you just say, oh, my house got hit by lightning. What are you going to see? A UFO was out there and then hanging out in the sky and shot a plasma beam at your house? That's the kind of times we're in, folks. And it's going to get a lot more interesting. It's December, and December is a hot spot for their arrival. Christmas time, the whole Star of Bethlehem thing going on. Something was up with the moon last night, and you know, they typically had this area clouded out and hazy, and you could see where the moon usually is, but it was a brilliant, much more brighter, 100 times brighter this morning than it typically is. And you really couldn't see the markings on the moon. It was almost like, what happened to the real moon? Why is this huge, bright, white light sitting there where the moon usually is? And then people have been catching an anomaly in front of the moon, and it's a huge, dark rock. It's a huge, dark moon, planet, something. And it was in front of the moon today. Several people getting videos of it. I know somebody posted a video from November 23rd. They caught it, so it's been around for a week or two now. But there's a planet in front of the moon. And I'm not saying it follows the moon. The moon could have just moved over to where this planet happened to be sitting. But when people caught it this morning, because they typically get up in the mornings on their way to work and start looking at the sky to see what's going on. You can typically tell the people who listen to my show. Because they're not stupid. They're aware of what's going on around them. They can tell you what's going on in the skies and if something new's going on, and they're aware. They're alert. Their eyes are open to all this nonsense going on around us. And kind of got me a little bit excited. I know there's things coming in. You know, the Greys are here and the Ashtar fleets and the Nibiru system's coming in and yada, yada. We got all these Anunnaki coming in and Nephilim and all these different types of beings that just want to come in and feast on mankind and do all this nasty, mean stuff. And yeah, you know, we know. I've written articles on it. I've been talking about it for a decade. Yeah, we know. But what's interesting is when something unique happens, when there's a monkey wrench thrown in, because I love the monkey wrenches. That always means something fun's about to happen, you know? Like the Orgone War, we were a total monkey wrench. They thought they were going to have their way with this planet. And we started an Orgone War back in 2004 with our resistance against the strongholds and beings of Satan. And we started crashing them and burning up their underground bases and their prisons. And boy, we started putting a dent in their agenda. To now, 2015, they're fearful of us. They're angry, they're mad, they're afraid. So you love the monkey wrenches. Dad always has a monkey wrench to throw in the mix of thing and disrupt Satan's plans. But I was looking at the videos that people were posting of this rock. And there's no light. It has no light of its own. The only reason you could see it was because the light of the moon. It's just a barren rock. And it's sure enough, it's sitting there. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, it looks kind of blue. No, it didn't look like some brown, you know, dismal planet or something. It looked blue. And I'm thinking, blue. Interesting. Because for a rock or anything to look blue, that means it's got an atmosphere of positive orgone energy around it. You know, when you look at the Earth from space, it's a beautiful blue color. And I'm not talking about NASA photos over the years, nauseating photos or satellite photos. I've seen it myself from space. And when you look at Earth, it's gorgeous, completely gorgeous. And so I'm looking at these videos people are posting. I'm like, does that have a blue aura around it? Is that a blue? The reason being is because of something I saw, wow, years ago, probably back in 2005. Because back in 2004 and 5 and 6 is when I started writing a lot of the articles that I have on my website, that pretty much both books that I have that you can read for free on my articles website. All the chapters in my books are just articles on my page. People were screaming for in book form. But I would never charge money for anything. Everything I give away is free. But that's when I started writing a lot of my articles. And I used to have, the father would give me visions of things, and sometimes I'm not even so sure there were visions. A lot of times you feel like you're really there. You're there. And there was one back when he was teaching me about the two groups of 144,000. Because I know the churches only teach the one group, the 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, that's Revelation 7. But the group in Revelation 14 is something totally different. And at the time, I was taken to this planet, and it was barren. There was nothing there. I mean, it was just, I don't know if it was a part of a planet somewhere set to the side, if it was its own planet. Really don't know. All I saw was nothing. There was a little white building on it, and it was a huge landing place for these little airplanes. I call them angel pods. And I can hear the churches now in an uproar because they swear to God angels just fly on with wings and that's it. And they do. What they don't show you is what they get into once they leave our atmosphere. It's our first heaven. When they travel in the second and third heavens and beyond, they have ships that they use. You know, you can't even breathe when you get so far away from the Earth. You know, even being in space, it's very cold. You can't breathe that well. And so, not saying that that would affect angels, because they can fly in and out different dimensions, but they still have these pods, what I call pods, that they fly in. And I remember years ago, SOHO caught pictures of what they described as a war in front of the sun. And it was kind of like these aircrafts going at it against each other, fighting. You could see them shooting beams at each other. And you could see these little white planes. I'm thinking, those are angel pods. I've seen those before. Those are angel pods. I remember flying one of those back in the day, way, way, way back in the day. And so it was interesting that SOHO had it on there. Now, people could misconstrue them for what we see today is you look outside and you see these chemtrail planes out at night spraying. They typically have the red lights on them. They start spraying their little blackout technologies and everything else that they use to blacken out the skies so you can't see what's going on. That's where they got the idea. They use these holographs of these little white planes because, first of all, they're not little white planes. They're huge jets because they have to carry all those chemicals and aerosols in them. But when you look at them, well, you see the little white planes. Those are holographs. And there's another type of plane that you can see at night. I see them in the codes all the time. They're called patrollers. And it almost looks like if you were looking outside, looking up at the trees, it would be like seeing a lightning bug. You know, you would see like a flash of white light. You're thinking, is that a patroller or is that a lightning bug? You know? And so, but they're a lot higher at night. Sometimes they'll come down real low, treetop level. My puppy wants to come in. My daughter brought home a pit bull. I needed another one like a hole in the head, but that's kids, you know. I'm gonna let her in. Don't like being away from Nana. So, back where was I? There's going to be a dog war in here in 2 seconds. Okay. The shepherd doesn't like the pit bull. And I'm stuck in the middle. All right. Come on. All right. Worse than kids. Anyway. So, when you look out at night, sometimes you can see these white flashes in the sky. And you think, oh, that's a chemtrail plane out working late at night. No, it's not. Or you don't know what it is. You think, oh, you just caught it by the hair of a second. It's probably a lightning bug way, way, way up there. These are angel patrollers. So I'll teach you something new. And these angel patrollers are these little white planes. I call them pods because they're not like our planes. They don't have engines in them, and they're not run on fuel. Where do you think they get their GPS and mind link stuff from? You know? Seriously? This is angelic technology, so the aliens have it. Trying to give it to the humans, and the only way the humans can do it is with brain interface, and so I'm not going to get into that, but when I see YouTubes on it, I know exactly what they're talking about. Just a lot of times I don't go in certain directions. People think I'm crazy enough. So anyway, these little white planes, these pods, that they can travel in and out of dimension. They don't have to stay just in our dimension. They can go in or out. Sometimes when they come into our dimension, they look holographic because they look real hazy. I don't know what else to say. Because they're they're multidimensional. So sometimes they can look blurry. Sometimes they can look real clear. I know earlier this year, was it this year or last year? I think it was this year. My mind is just gone. But Brother Rich came down, and we had to reinforce the Orgone hinge I had made because Lilith knocked the other one over. And so he was here for the day, and we were out there working on it. And we seen a white plane, and I'm thinking, you know, the nerve. You know, I'm thinking it's one of Obama's fleet planes or whatever, because he has them over here all the time. I'm just looking at it and didn't think much of it. We just figured it was just one of them or whatever, spying, seeing what we're doing. But the Father kept bringing that back to me over and over and over again. And when he wants to get my attention on something, he'll keep bringing it back and back and back and back. And sure enough, he was letting me know that was one of the angel pods. That was one of the angel planes. They're always with us. They're always around us. They surround us all the time. And every once in a while, you get that one in a million opportunity where he lets you see something, and then you don't recognize it for what it is. You know, you just like, oh, I'm so stupid. You know, I can't believe I didn't think of it at the time. Your mind just goes blank. You just don't think about it. You don't expect to see it. But, I mean, when something's traveling with no sound and there's something very odd looking about it, it's not your typical plane. If you really look at it, you start to see the oddities of it. You know, you just don't always think about it because we're gabbing, you know. We're gabbing and working and just glancing up at the sky and like paying attention to it. But they're around us all the time, folks, and so that's a good way of seeing them at night. You'll see that flashing white light, like lightning bugs way, way up there. And that's a Father. If that's what they want you to be, that's what they want to be seen. Sometimes in the summer, they're just abundant because they can blend in with lightning bugs. They can look like bugs. They'll be all over the place. But they're up there. They're high up. They're not down inside the trees, you know, in your backyard. They're up there. They're patrollers. Now, a little ship, when the aliens are out and they're patrolling around, their ships will have multicolors to them, and they're huge. They look like Galaga ships. If you're used to, if you were growing up back in my day and we had that Galaga arcade game, they look like those Galaga ships. She has a huge one she patrols around in. And they all do. They have these huge, huge things they patrol around in. And then they similarly take a path, an orbital, like an oblong path around a certain area, a certain region. They'll go over to another one and circle around it for a while and, you know, they typically target an area. They'll be looking for something. They'll be looking to... They have Orgone detection devices. And so they'll use them. They'll go out on scout ships. And they'll use them to try and detect where the concentrated amount of orgone is. You know, where's the strong areas. You know. Yeah, I just got booted off the computer, so I was gonna jump over and check about people with questions. It'll be a minute or two while this thing fires up. This is my backup computer. My main one was fried about 2 weeks ago. And I don't have the money yet to replace the motherboard on it. It's just been one thing after the next. You know, I was heart attacked in October, and now I've got about 20,000 medical bills from that. And, you know, in November, they fried the chip on my motherboard, and it's just one thing after another. And then this month, so far it's been a bunch of kidney problems I'm having. So yeah, it just doesn't end, folks. They don't want me around when they show up. You know, it's almost like a prerequisite, this whole Iranian Mahdi thing. And you know, the UN and the Ashtar Command and the Galactic Federation and all this garbage, they all want me gone before they actually arrive on Earth, because they don't want me blabbing who and what they really are. Well, excuse me, there's a few thousand people who have been listening at my shows over the years, and they'll be blabbing just as hard and loud if I'm here or gone, you know. They're going to recognize what's going on. You know, the UN's kind of having a field day right now with its ISIS army and all this, and you know who runs the UN is the Galactic Federation and all this New Age garbage, and you know, they're playing behind the scenes. They're trying to get things set up for their Muslim, what do they call, Mahdi, Imam, to arrive. Yeah, and I've been seeing in the codes where they were planning to use the Capricorn as a launch pad for that. And they actually want to descend to Earth in some kind of a basket. That would be amusing. I would imagine they're going to pull that off over in the Middle East, because we would have too much fun in America with that thing. I don't think they'll come over here. They're afraid to death of America. The sky is just so saturated with orgone here. And that's why I was, posted on Facebook the other day that we really need a push for people in Africa and the Middle East countries and the European countries to get the orgone out. Get up orgone pipes, get the orgone out. You know, if we could force an entire Chinese army that was on the Mexican side of America's border, hiding in Mexico's desert, there was a Chinese tent city going up, they had Chinese army sitting over there, and we were able to make them all sick with our orgone. We orgoned the border of Arizona, Texas, California. We did what we could down there. And it actually made the Chinese sick, and they left. They went back to Panama, back home. It was making them sick. I know we could do the same with these refugees that are coming. And so if you're in the European countries, you're dealing with a ton of these refugees, orgone the areas. Get orgone where they're at. Make them sick. Chase them out. Because I'll tell you what, most of these beings coming over, first of all, aren't even human. Most of them are chip-implanted MK Ultra pawns. They're mind-controlled assassins. They're gophers. They want you to think this is the face of ISIS. This is the face of refugees. You know, they give you the bottom feeders instead of showing you the officials in the UN that are running the whole thing with Obama. You know, I can't even watch the news. It's all so stupid. It's all just a lie. But But yeah, bottom line is just orgone it. Get the orgone out. You know? I mean, I was reading an article about Kenya and how they are going after the jihadists killing Christians there. They're striking back. They're going after the jihadists and bombing them. And you're thinking, good for you, you know? And it's like another thing is to try it if your country's not going to do anything about it like America does it. Is get them with the orgone, because these mind-controlled chip-implanted assassins, these half of the Muslims that come over, they've been soul-scalped. They're not human. They act human because they have human emotions. They have the memory of the person whose body they took over. But the case in point is this. If they aren't human, they're not going to like the orgone. The orgone is going to make them very frazzled. It's going to boil their skin. It's going to suffocate them. They can't breathe around it. And so chase them out with the orgone. And if they are human, then no damage done. You can never have enough orgone in the air. It's what we live on. It's what we survive on. It's oxygen. It'll keep demons from occupying bodies too. You ever wanted to have some fun with like a Benny Hinn church crusade or something, and you go to a church he's going to be at, and you orgone it, and then it totally throws off his entire crusade because like Satan won't show up, and the demons he needs to help him hypnotize and do all the stuff to the crowd don't show up because of the orgone there. And so he's left scrambling, having the choir sing for an hour to bring down the Holy Spirit, of course, you know, and all his deceptive stuff isn't working, so he's scrambling to figure out what to do. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun over the years and doing various things. But it completely stumps demonic activity, evil activity. And of course, naturally, that would cover the whole New Age agenda then, because as much as they self-preach about themselves being righteous beings, they're evil. They're evil scumbags. And they can't survive around the orgone either. And so it's really the one weapon that transcends all channels of the radio. It goes through every frequency ever created, and it's going to affect you for the good or for the bad. Now, if you're a human, normal human, it's not going to bother you. But if you're a human who's been soul scalped by an evil being, it's going to bother that evil being. And so that's what our war is. You know, our war isn't against Adam's seed, regular humans. Our war is against evil. Fourth dimension beings, you know, don't listen to their lies, how they talk. We're fifth dimension beings. No, they're fourth dimension beings living in the fifth dimension, which is this astral realm where good or evil can live. So, you know, does it make them angelic beings? They certainly couldn't get into the sixth or anything higher. We've got them with the energy war. It was, the Bible codes calls it ingenious. And I didn't think of it. I was led to it by the Father. He gets all the credit, folks. But it was an ingenious way to destroy Satan's entire kingdom. Now it takes time. That's the only thing. And one of the key points is that we're slow. Well, we don't have the money. We've never had the financial backing to get this thing speeded up, you know? I can't tell if the people sitting on this have a question or not. The way this board is set up, you can't tell if people want to ask questions or not. Because I always have my sitters. Doesn't mean they want to ask a question, right? Hmm. Anyway, could you imagine what we could have accomplished already so far if we'd had the financial backing? Look at ISIS, a bunch of ragheads, towel heads in the desert. Rise up, get billions of dollars in funding. And to do what? To destroy, kill people, spread an evil, violent agenda. And all we want to do is rid the planet of them. We could rid the planet of all this entire evil agenda because the evil beings that control it and run it can't operate around Oregon. And we can't get past us. Can't get past two nickels at a time half the time. You know? $1 million, boom. Do you know how much we could have in this country, in this world already? Just with $1 million and these guys get billions? Where are people's priorities? I could pay these same fighters that they're paying to come over here and rape and kill kids and women and maybe have them make an Oregon and putting it out. They do it for money. They just want a paycheck. Can you imagine how much we'd have done with financial backing? That's why the government puts you on the blue, the blacklist. You know, Alex Jones isn't allowed to touch you with a 100-foot pole and have you on his show, and Art Bell and all them, they're not allowed to have you on their shows. You're not allowed to be on TV shows. They blacklist you, and they put you on the top 10 kill list. You know, the other one above me for a long time was Chavez, and now he's dead. And I'm about halfway there, folks. I ain't going to hang on too much longer. I'm number two on the list. And after me is Manning. David Manning, preacher. He's number three. All I know is the top three. And Chavez is gone, and I'm halfway out the door, and I don't even know how Manning's doing. But that's what we're up against. So we got a little bit of time with Christmas coming up. Who knows if they're going to pull off their little entrance here. I for one would be more amused. Oh, anyway, back to that rock by the moon because I wanted to finish that up. Back when Father was showing me that planet about how the angel pods would park on it, it was for the 144,000, the first group, because when we leave, we have a mid-base. It's called a mid-base, and it's halfway between here and heaven, because we wouldn't be coming back and forth from heaven. It's too long of a, even portaling it, folks. It's a distance. So we would have a mid-base. And that's what that barren planet was that I was on, that I saw. There was an old man there. I was talking to him. And we were coming in and out off that planet. And we were going to Earth. And we were helping the other group here on Earth, the 144,000 sealed on Earth. Those are the ones we were helping because, you see, there's a group of Revelation 14, chapter 14, talks about the name of the Father is written in their foreheads, and there's a group on earth. His seal is put on their foreheads. Two different things, folks. And so the first group's taken off the earth first, and the second group is sealed on earth. The first group will come back and work with and help the second group, and they help them get around. A lot of them be taken out of nuked areas and everything else because, you know, America's going to be one hellfire, big cannon boom, ball of fire. I mean, America, Babylon's destroyed in 1 hour, and I know 1 hour signifies a short period of time, not necessarily 60 minutes. Could be literal, could be symbolic, but... You know, we're going to be doing a lot of things. And another thing he showed me was that the second coming of Christ, when he gathers his elect from the four winds of the universe, because they're everywhere. They're not just on earth. his elect, the first fruits, the firstborn, the angels came back. Angels born as flesh here on earth left. We're going to be doing other things in space. We'll be going to different starships, planets, things where they're hidden. I imagine maybe freeing the humans that have been imprisoned there. We're going to be doing other things for him also in space and on earth. And at the second coming in Revelation 21, he gathers all of his angels from the four corners. He gathers his saints. Zechariah says he comes in the clouds. I said, the clouds are people. The clouds are the saints. And he returns at the second coming of Christ, which means we'll all be with him when he returns at the battle of Armageddon, the second coming of Christ. So during that time, before that time, we're off. We're busy. We're busy doing things. And how do you think we do it? We have our little pods. Angel pods that help us get around. Yeah, kind of cool, huh? Anyway, I just got excited when I saw that rock in front of the moon this morning because I didn't see it, but Brother Rich posted the video because I'm thinking, is that it? Is that the planet I saw? Is that the planet I was at? You know? I didn't know if that was future or something in the way past or, you know, at the time it felt futuristic. I don't know, there was nothing there. But I just knew. I knew. That's for the first group, the elect. The elect and the bride are two different groups. The elect are the first fruits, the firstborn, the elect of God's. They were the first created. They were angels. The bride are his chosen here on earth, his people here on earth, the humans that accepted him as their Messiah. Two different groups, folks. When you grasp that concept, then everything else gets fun. Sometimes there's milestones, and it's one of those milestones that if you grasp and can understand the concept, and all of a sudden it opens the door so that you can understand a lot of other truths that you've been turning off and turning away from because to you they just sound crazy, you can't understand them at the time. It's because you can't grasp it. Sometimes it's because the Father doesn't want you to grasp it. Other times it's just that you're in your own way. Anyway, folks, need some serious support of this ministry. And I mean serious support. I need somebody to just chunk down 50, 100,000, a couple million. I'm tired of crumbs. I wanna get busy. I want 10 million bucks just to get started, get busy. You know? I'd like to do something of significance before they succeed in finally killing someone. Anyway, Sherry Schreiner, P.O. Box 531, Carrollton, Ohio, 44615. That's what you can support, send support for as long as we have here. Till next week, everybody. God bless.